You got to understand a cycle.
Yeah.
A cycle is, they have revolutions. It's like a bicycle, right? Your wheel turns, right? So that part that goes down to the ground, if it keeps spinning, it's going to come back up to the frame.
Man, that's the truest rhyme ever.
Yeah, it changes your whole mentality because it's like, man, I didn't catch it in. I didn't catch it yet, but I am going to catch it when it come back around.
So say, man, when it come back around. And that's because it will. Going to rebound. If the market don't rebound, don't worry about your money. You ain't got to worry about catching the dog.
You gotta worry about the dog catching you.
You know what I'm saying?
What up, what up? This is the Literacy Kings Podcast. My name is Corey Paul, rapper, creative, and entrepreneur.
And I'm Jamarcus Traham, aka Jay with the NBA, investor and teacher.
Hey man, we grew up in a neighborhood with like a 40% dropout rate and didn't read a book until we was grown men. But once we did, it changed our lives. So now we breaking down books to build up culture. We are
the Literacy Kings.
Now, reading is fundamental.
What up, what up? This is the Literacy Kings Podcast, man. Appreciate y'all coming back for another episode. We still breaking down the Mamba mentality of money with the late, great legend, the OG Kobe Bryant, man. And if you haven't heard any of the episodes before, strongly suggest that you check him out because he different.
He different.
He different, man. You know what I'm saying? And so, we're going to just jump straight into it. You here for it, so we're going to go ahead and give it straight to you. But right before we do that, Jay, how you feeling today, man?
Hey, man, they say everything's in the details, man.
Yeah.
Kobe,
yeah.
He proved that. Like, his film study regimen is, whew.
Everything's in the details.
Yes, everything's in the details.
And that, so that's what we're going to cover today. Film study is all about detail. Jay, you want to... You want to get into the reading?
Yeah, man. Let me bless you with the words from Kobe.
Yeah.
He said, from a young age, a very young age, I devoured film and watched everything I could get my hands on. It was always fun to me. Some people, after all, enjoy looking at a watch. Others are happier figuring out how the watch works. It was always fun to watch, study, and ask the most important question, why? The biggest element that changed over time, however, was I went from watching what was there to watching for what was missing and should have been there. I went from watching what happened to what could have and should have happened. Film study eventually became imagining alternatives, counters, options, in addition to the finite details of why some action work and others don't work.
Dope. Man,
we got elevation of it. Yeah. This film study is elevated.
We got to start with the, we got to go back to the first sentence, I think, right? The way he say, eat, watch, but he say, devoured.
I ate that for lunch.
Yeah,
bro.
Bust it down. Let's bust it down.
So he said, at a young age.
Right.
Come on, Kobe, what age you started at? You came to the league at 17.
Yeah.
But, you know, they were saying that his dad, Joe Bean Bryant, Joe Jelly Bean Bryant, used to send him footage when he was living in Italy when he was little of Michael Jordan.
Right.
And they say he would study the film over and over. So even before he got to the league, he was busting down film.
And bro, that's, and the thing that we're going to say it several times, but the thing with Kobe is how it was what you did. It became so natural to him at such
a young age. It's like breathing.
Yup. It became so natural to him at a young age. And so it's always easier the younger you start, but just because you didn't start young don't mean the principles don't still apply.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you flip it back to finances, you know, these financial articles, you know, CNBC, Yahoo Finance, all of these articles that you get sent to your phone, read stock analysis on Robinhood, what the bears say, what the bulls say, wherever you get your Kiplinger articles, wherever you get your financial news from, you have to start devouring them.
You have to. You have to.
Like, it's to the point where if I ask Corey something about a financial article, he'd probably not already read it. And vice versa.
Yeah.
Man, you read about that? Yeah, man, I already read it.
Yeah.
When he sent me the link about Trump's taxes. Oh, man, I already read it.
Yeah. Exactly.
And Trump's taxes, they had a long article. Yeah. I devoured the whole thing.
A long article. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? You got to get to a point where you're devouring it. You're consuming it. And that's how you really, really, really build your financial intelligence.
Right.
Kobe basketball IQ was off the charts.
Bruh. And, you know, the... that's why everybody has some type of financial IQ. You have some type of financial IQ. Because as we flipping this, talking about the finances, you know something about something. You know what I'm saying? I don't care if you just play your PlayStation all day. Then you should know about Sony. You know what I'm saying? You should have seen a game system develop, how, you know, the purchasing of games has transformed them versus other gaming system, what type of, you know, people play PlayStations versus play Xbox. So you know a lot, you know what I'm saying?
How they market it.
How they market it to you, what makes you buy, what makes you angry about it. How do you see, if you look back, have they grown more or less than you thought as a gaming company? Do you see like they're growing even further? Do they fit into the future of your gaming? You see what I'm saying? Like,
that's analysis.
That's you are analyzing a portion of Sony stock because the PlayStation is such a big part of Sony. Now, clearly, they do more than the PlayStation, but I'm saying you can go online and you can look at the breakdown of where a company's revenue come from.
Right.
So I know, because I did it for Apple, you can go and see that
Apple, if the company's public.
If it's public, right. If it's public, you can go and see where they get most of their money from. So you can go and see Apple, they make most of their money from iPhones. That's where Apple, most of their money come from. It's iPhones. Then it gets into the actual computers and iPads and then services and things like that. So with Sony, you can go and see. Now, I haven't looked up for Sony, but you can go see what part of their revenue comes from PlayStation or what part of it comes from the devices and blah, blah, blah. And so you are at least part of the way to a heck of an analysis to a stock because you know the details of what the casual person might not know about it. You know what I'm saying?
I think I said this before. Part of the reason why I buy some company shares, it's because I just want to know more about the company.
Yeah, and it's gonna make you lean in.
So when I buy the shares, not only does it make me want to lean in, but I get access
to
more earnings, of the company.
Yeah, the phone calls,
the earning reports, and all that. Robinhood will send you that, like, 3M is going live and such and such. Here's a link to the
People may not know that.
Oh, okay. Well, when you buy shares of companies, you are a shareholder. A shareholder means you have an invested interest in the company. You are an owner. One share gets you an owner.
Right.
Now it's fractional shares get you owner.
$5.
Right?
Yeah.
So I'm not, now don't quote me on this, I'm not sure if they send it to everyone. Or maybe if you have to have a certain amount of shares to get
on the Robinhood.
On Robinhood, I can tell though,
it's
fractional. Like,
yeah, fractional, and you are owner, baby.
Yeah, so they'll send you their earnings report, or like when I was looking at Berkshire Hathaway, Warren Buffett's company, you get the shareholder meeting.
Yeah,
annual meetings, how they did, what they invested in, you know, Coca-Cola, Wells Fargo, American Express. Like, you know what they're doing. You know what they bought this year, what companies they bought. Like, that's important.
Berkshire Hathaway is Warren Buffett's company.
Yeah, it's Warren Buffett's company. So, everybody, what percentage of the world you think read annual reports?
Oh, come on, man.
You see what I'm saying?
Low, a very low percentage, dog.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the details is in there. Warren Buffett has a book called How to Analyze Financial Statements. I read that book. It made me a lot smarter. He's teaching like how you can spot frauds, like how you can see if people just overly inflating the numbers. Like, man, that's too good to be true. Like, that's film study for stocks. It's the case something index. I forgot. But it teaches you how to read real estate from year to year. Like, you can start seeing the trends. It's case something. I got to look it up. But it teaches you about median home prices. And you can see what the market is doing. Because on in your neighborhood, it might look a certain way. But overall in the country,
This is what it's looking like.
This is what it's looking like. So you can spot foreclosures and all that. You can spot a down market coming by simply that would be the closest thing to reading a chart for real estate.
Right.
I think it's Case Shillinger's. I don't know why I got that in my head, but you can look it up. But do your homework. It's in the details.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, he devoured it. Jay, I'm not that smart, right? Like, I tell you all the time, I'm not that smart, but I do study a lot, though. Like, you know, man, you said that a long time ago, Jay. You said this going, yeah, because I constantly read articles over and over. I remember when I first learned about what derivatives were. I'm like, so they repackaging it. So instead of selling you the orange, they selling you orange juice.
Right. It's a derivative of.
But now they starting to do it, when they start doing it with mortgages.
Yeah,
and when they start repackaging the mortgage, selling you toxic mortgages and all that. So I'm like, so if I watch the rate of those derivatives, I can pretty much predict when the housing market gonna go down again.
Man, and
you know what I'm saying? Like,
bro, you know,
study.
And when we were just talking about this, but when you study, you know what I'm saying? When you start to study, it's almost like you uncover hidden secrets. You know what I'm saying? Like, you start studying, you start seeing things that other people don't see because they didn't look at it the way that you looked at it in the detail. You know what I mean?
Remember on Get Out? They tried to take old boy. They say, what you want him for? He say, for his eyes. Man, he was a photographer. The dude tried to get him. He tried to sell him at the auction because of his eyes. And then he was taking a picture. He was like, you got good detail with your eyes. It's the same thing, man. Like, you can start seeing stuff because financial intelligence is seeing with your mind.
Right.
So I could send somebody an article who don't have financial intelligence. They haven't been constantly building their intelligence, and they won't see the same thing I see about the article.
Right. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. When you think it's bad times, I think it's good times.
Exactly.
And vice versa.
Yeah. And that's like, I mean, you can look at trends global. Like, I mean, you know, trends over a large span of time, not fast, but you can look at trends and see, like, you know, if something can be digitalized and it hasn't been yet, if it's a company working on it, see who gonna win. Because everything, games were physical, now you can have a digital version of that. You know what I'm saying? You know, you used to have to go to the grocery store, now you can use your app to order groceries, you know, and they pull up on you, you know, and it's gonna go over and over again. Money used to only be physical, you know what I'm saying? And now it's literally the digital version of regular money, but then cryptocurrency that is literally only digital,
right?
You know what I mean? So you can look at things like that, and so it's always gonna go that way. You know what I mean? And so it used to be physical movies at Blockbuster. You know what I mean? So these are things when you start studying and seeing companies go for it, then that's just something that's automatic in your head. You know what I mean? When you look at a company, if they are going that direction or whatever, you know, it's just kind of a layup type thing. So that's good.
If you study enough financial film,
yeah,
you'll start seeing cycles as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, I keep telling people all the time the housing market's finna go down because I start reading the same type of articles that I was reading back then. Bro, they starting to look the same.
Bro, so we in Houston. You have to look at your own local market. We're in Houston. And dog, the housing market in Houston, like I think they were showing like around 2011. And they were saying the median price for a home in 2011 was like, it was something like 180 or something that people were paying or something. Like 180, 170, something like that. And today, the median price is like 2-something, like 220 or 230 or something like that. It's significantly different, you know what I mean?
9 years.
Significantly different, dog. Like, and the chart, it looked like a Bitcoin chart, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, it looked like a straight rocket ship, man.
I told you in 2011, I bought a lot for $2,300 in that same lot, so over 40.
That's crazy, dog. I told you. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I mean? So you can see that. That's not an open. It's like, hey, this is pretty high. You know what I'm saying?
You got to understand a cycle.
Yeah.
A cycle is, they have revolutions. It's like a bicycle, right? Your wheel turns. Right? So that part that goes down to the ground, if it keeps spinning, it's going to come back up to the frame.
Man, that's the truest rhyme ever wrote. That's the truest rhyme ever wrote. And it's crazy. Once you believe that, say, man, you off to the races, dog.
Yeah, it changes your whole mentality because it's like, man, I didn't catch it in. I didn't catch it yet, but I am going to catch it when it come back around.
So say, man, when it come back around. And that's because it will. You just got to be, you just have to be. If you've been around, if you've been investing and you saw the financial crisis, the recession, you know what I'm saying? And you saw, you know, all of the dot-com bubble and burst. And you see all these, you keep seeing, you know, the rebound. So when COVID happens and you see the market just blood in the streets, it's going to rebound. If the market don't rebound, don't worry about your money. You ain't got to worry about catching the dog.
You got to worry about the dog catching you.
You know what I'm saying? Don't worry about it. You know what I'm saying? You know what that little clip, that meme? Don't worry about it, sweetheart.
Yeah.
You feel me? Yeah. If the market don't rebound and they doing bad, oh, your money toilet paper, bro. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
Which is why I tell you all the time, there's a difference between paper gains and realized gains. There's a difference between paper losses and realized losses. If it's looking ugly, just don't sell.
Don't sell.
I ain't gonna sell and realize the loss on for real.
Say, man, and that's why it all comes down to the time. You know what I'm saying? It's having the time. Our people, we gotta get our IQ right so we can build up. We can pay ourselves first. Go listen to The Richest Man in Babylon, season 4. We can pay ourselves first. We can live beyond our means. Therefore, what we invest is good. You see what I'm saying? We ain't got to go cash out because something happened. You know, what's the stat? It's probably, it might be behind, over 50% of Americans can't afford a $500 expense.
$400
expense. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, so it ain't just you. You know, it's a cold game, you know what I mean?
It's really
being played. You want to go to another port of that fire?
Everything he could get his hands on, he devoured the film, right? He said it was fun to him.
Man, enjoyed it.
Yeah. Gotta be fun to you, man. It can't feel like work.
You ain't gonna do it.
You ain't gonna
don't
do
lie
it.
To yourself. You ain't gonna do it.
Because if it feels like work, it's gonna feel like you're working an extra job. And nobody wants an extra job.
And you go find where you do feel good about it. It's out there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Go find where you do feel good about it. I think the misconception is, you know, they say, you find something you love, you never work a day again in your life. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a popular saying. I live that. So I know if that saying is true or not. You know what I'm saying? I live that. You know what I mean? Because it's real. And so it don't mean what that saying don't mean is that you find what you love and then it's magic and you'll never have. Kobe still got injured. Kobe still lost in the, you know, lost games. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Got knocked out of the playoffs early on. Got, you know, like
lost two finals.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like he still took bumps. It don't mean that it's like he just in roller coaster with his hands up, but it means when he wake up and he do what he do out of all the things that he could be doing, it's a love there. Right. You know what I mean? That don't mean there ain't no sacrifice, no hustle, but ultimately you love what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He said, some people, after all, enjoy looking at a watch.
Mm-hmm.
Others are happy figuring out how the watch works.
Yeah.
So this is not surface level. A lot of people like looking at basketball.
Right.
But how many people keep rewinding it meticulously, highlighting this person, circling this person?
It's different.
Why didn't he pass through his leg instead of around? Or why didn't he kick it to the wing and let him pass it through?
Yeah. You know, that's different.
That's different, bro.
Yeah.
You got these social media analysts that think, man, you know, they ain't do this and they just regurgitating what they heard Stephen A. Smith say. You got them, but no, I'm talking about a dissector. Kobe was Dexter with it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He was dissecting it.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
That's good.
Say, it was always fun to watch, study, and ask the most important question.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Yeah.
So, when you read these articles, you need to ask yourself why.
Mm-hmm.
I think we be asking ourselves how too much instead of why.
That's good.
You see what I'm saying? I just said, why? Why did this happen? Why do they sell derivatives? They sell it because it's only a finite amount of real estate. But if you sell a derivative, you're expanding your product line.
Tell them what a derivative is, just in case people don't.
A derivative is something that's not the primary thing, but it's an a product of the primary thing. Good. Like I said, oranges would be the primary thing. Orange juice would be a derivative.
That's perfect.
Of the orange.
Perfect. Mm-hmm.
So the problem with the real estate market and problem with some other assets is they don't sell you the orange.
Mm-hmm.
They sell you the orange juice.
Mm-hmm.
But if something goes bad with the orange juice is tainted.
Yep.
So in the housing market, it's notorious for that because they'll double and triple sell your mortgage.
Mm.
Something go wrong with the house. Something go wrong with the people that's actually paying the mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
They done double and triple sold your mortgage. That's why you notice this. If you're paying a mortgage 1 year, you'll have a mortgage from this company. Mm-hmm. Then you'll get a letter out the blue and say, hey, we're such and such mortgage company and we've acquired your mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they selling that. They shipping them off. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So what happened is they get a whole bunch of subprime mortgages this bad,
mm-hmm.
that's not A-rated, and then they pack them all together and sell them to the next fool that's going to come along. The next company that's going to be a fool to buy a subprime mortgage. Mm-hmm. But what happens is when everyone defaults, not only is that person that's in the house out of luck, but if you bought that dummy brick,
you holding the bag.
You out of there too. It's hot potato, baby.
You got caught with it. Yeah, exactly.
So ask yourself why. Why are they doing this? Why are they doing that? You see what I'm saying?
That's good. Yeah.
So, yeah man.
So after we come out of the why and it being fun, I like to always say the biggest element that changed over time, however, was I went from watching what was there to watching for what was missing and should have been there.
Mm. See, that's a different level of intelligence.
Mm-hmm. 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 Yep.
You're going
watching what could have watching what happened and then what could have happened. Yeah.
See, when you get to that upper level, you're almost unstoppable. Yeah. If you're talking about money, if you're talking about how you manage your assets, well, what's there is, okay, the price is going up, you know, I could sell, I could do that. When you watch what's not there, when you watch what should be there, what could be there, you're getting more options for yourself. Mm-hmm. You're saying, oh man, well, if this happened, I could do this, I could do that, I could do that. You need to study to that level because your asset can go good or bad. Mm-hmm. It can mm-hmm. flip out on it. And then if you only got one play, it's like being inside of a school doing a fire drill. If you your primary route is blocked, they have a secondary route for you, and inside the classroom, they have you put it on the wall.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know
yeah,
what I'm
yeah.
saying? So, and they make your teacher study it. Mm-hmm. So, in an event of emergency, if your primary route is blocked, in your mind, you already know the secondary route.
That's good.
To get
That's
out
good.
Of that fire.
That's good, yeah.
So, film study, knowing the market, knowing this, man, if they do this, they do that. You know, you should already have them options in your mind.
Right, 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 right.
I know I do it with real estate. I say, okay, when I acquire this house, right? Rent it out, option A. Airbnb, option B. Rent it out to some veterans and receive the government vouchers from them, option C. You know what I'm saying? I just run through a whole bunch of options. One of them gonna work.
Right, 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 right.
You know what I'm saying?
And this you develop this over time. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we talking about Kobe, or you talking about, you could be talking about Jordan, and they on record, they talking about how they developed over time. You know what I'm saying? Like, you watch the, I know we talking about Kobe, you talking about Jordan. The Last Dance documentary, Jordan talks about, like, after he was taking them beatings from the Pistons, you know what I'm saying? He had to figure out something new, baby. I had to figure out something. I got to get in the weight room. I had to. So I'm just saying, like, you don't learn all of this in a week. You know what I mean?
Nah.
It's like over time, piece by piece by piece by piece, that it all comes together. And taking your bumps and bruises along the way, all is cool because you'll continuously be progressing forward. Yeah.
If you watch for what was missing, it also taps into your creativity.
Definitely. He talks about that. Film study eventually became imagining alternatives, counters, options, in addition to the finite details of why some actions work and others don't work.
See,
imagination.
The more you build up your creativity when it comes to your assets, the more money you're going to make.
Definitely. Definitely.
Because I know how to use an asset different than another person that doesn't have that same level of detail and a level of study.
Exactly.
So people say, oh man, I don't know why you got into that, man. That's bad investment. That, to you.
Right, right. Yeah.
To you. Yeah, yeah, see, yeah. Me, that's why I don't never, number one, I'm slowing down on giving people advice because the level of creativity is different. What I could do with an asset might be different than what they could do.
Creative financing is a whole world.
Man,
it's
listen.
It's a whole world, man.
It's a whole thing. It's a whole course in itself. You see what I'm saying? So it's like you kind of got to study on your own. Now, you can borrow plays.
Right.
From other people. You can say, oh, man, that was, I think that was dope how they did that or what they did with this asset. You know what I'm saying? But you still have to study. That does not replace your study.
Right, 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 right.
That's a different play you can analyze for yourself.
That's good.
Can I add it to my repertoire, to my playbook?
Yeah, yeah, that's good.
But never should I, I'm just do what he did. That's it.
Right, 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 right. And you, so I think that when we talk about that, especially as it relates to basketball and talking about studying the field, studying the film and seeing alternatives and counters and options and stuff like that, you're seeing that, like say, from your perspective.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You're saying if I'm in that situation, this is what I can do. This is what I'm capable of.
Correct.
This is what makes me strong. This is the weakness I see in that person. So it doesn't come, I think they're a big hurdle for early investors, like it was for me, I'm not them. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I can't see, I can't think about like, okay, this is what they did. So I'm already thinking about, well, how are they thinking? How did they get to that? You know, what did they have to do to get to that position? That has nothing to do with me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's what they did. What am I gonna do? So I can see the information. I can see the film. I can see the foundation of it. And then I utilize, you know, the things that I do know that I do have that are beneficiary, mm-hmm. that benefit me in that situation. So if I know I didn't spend my whole life in investing. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I came to investing late in the game, but I spent my whole life in the music industry and in new media and social and technology as it relates to, you know, media being consumed and created and shared. Like, I spent my whole life in that area, mm-hmm. right? So those are tools that I have. So I don't have to start feeling like I ain't got nothing, I don't know nothing, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So let me just try to see what they see and copy their moves, you know? No, use your imagination, you know what I'm saying? And it's based off of your tools and what you
I'm going to go out on a limb and I'm going to go out on a limb and I'm going to say everybody knows something about at least one industry.
Yes, bro. How, like, you know something, dog.
You know something.
You know something, whether you realize it or not.
Yeah, you might just don't realize.
Bro, you sit at the house and all you do is watch TV all day. There you go. Mm-hmm. Tell me about these streaming services. You know what I'm saying? Who's the best one? Who got the most flaws? Who has the largest category? What's the prices on what? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I agree with that. You know something about something.
Because
you're cutting out all the noise, the distractions, the high-level conversations that really don't move the needle. They just bounce back and forth in an effort to keep people occupied. The low end, however, consists of the real conversations, the things that actually move the needle, the things that shape and move culture forward. A lot of times these conversations, these decisions, are made while drinking a magnificent cup of coffee. The Low End Theory. Black Gold Creative. Roasted with the human in mind.
If you're just sitting at home watching TV, when it shows up on TV, when an asset that you're interested in shows up on TV, it's too late.
Definitely too late. It's definitely too late.
So, what do you mean, Jay? If you buy precious metals, it's kind of too late to get in when you start seeing cash for gold commercials.
Right.
We buy gold commercials and all that. That's a good indication that it's at the top of the market.
Right. Because ideally, you want to buy when it's boring. You want to buy when nobody's talking mm-hmm. about it. That's ideally where you want to buy. If they talking about it already, then enough people know about it that the market is going to be inflated. The market is definitely going to be inflated because it's the FOMO tax, the fear of missing out tax that mm-hmm. you're paying for. Oh, you buying, I'm buying. Oh, he buying, I'm buying. Oh, she buying, I'm buying. Okay, we buying. Now the asset don't have its true value. Mm-hmm. It got the value plus all of the people that is scared to miss out that'll be shaking really quick. You know what I'm saying? The market, mm-hmm. them people out of there because they ain't holding for real.
Yeah. I tell you all the time, money moves from asset class to asset class.
Right.
So if you see something getting ran up, it's those people who just becoming aware of it mm-hmm. and they just rushing money into the market.
Yep.
Like you said, it's not the true value.
It's not the true value of it. It's a matter of time. Like, nobody knows everything. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But you can look at a market and see. One that I follow really close is something like Bitcoin, right? Like, you can look at something like Bitcoin. At the time we're recording this, is like 35,000. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. For one coin, it's up crazy. That's inflated. Mm-hmm. Like, you have the potential value, and you have today's average market value. So, from the time, this is how I get to that. From the time that Bitcoin moved from its typical moving average, you mm-hmm. know, maybe around 9 to 10 or so, to 35, absolutely nothing happened in innovation, in adoption, in, you know, ease of use, to like these like foundational
core things you need,
core things you need mm-hmm. for currency value to increase. Nothing happened related directly to that, right? So what happens is, you know, what happens is, whether it's news or whether it's speculation or whatever, starts to drive the price up and more people start piling on. Now, as we can see, like if you go look back at stock choice back when doing the dot-com boom, ain't no telling how high that boy can go though. You know what I'm saying?
For real.
That boy can go high. But if you're taking the ride, baby, you gotta know you taking a ride. So mm-hmm. maybe you do buy 35 a Bitcoin and it goes to 50. Or maybe it corrects at 40 and goes back to 10, 15 where it really be chilling at and you bought at the top. I don't know. But it makes the point of, when you start seeing it bubble, that's when you buying in could come with a lot more risk mm-hmm. than versus if you go, well, look, average is usually around this price. Dang, it dipped below that? Oh, that's a buy. You know what I'm saying? Right. So that's just how I personally think about it in my head when it comes to it.
But that comes from your film study.
Definitely. And I'm talking about Beautiful Mind in there, boy. Yeah. I had the whole floor with
Corey writing on the window with the dry erase marker.
For real. Boy, studying them Bitcoin, especially them Bitcoin charts and all that, but stocks just in general. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Studying and seeing, because it's all about the time. Like, I feel like industries, you know, you see certain industries is like Amazon, right? I haven't checked Amazon stock today. I don't remember what it's at. I can check it right now. I'll check it while we live right now. I don't remember exactly where it's at. But you look at something like Amazon, right? And when if you're just looking at Amazon through Robinhood or whatever app that you're using, Amazon is at $3,148 today.
My goodness.
A share. But here's the cold part about that is, You pull up the 5-year on Robinhood app. The link is in the show notes. If you don't got Robinhood, get one. You can hit the show notes, download the app, and you get a free stock. You can go back and look 5 years ago. 5 years ago, you know what I'm saying? It was by 700. You know what I'm saying? And then it was 8, and then it was 1,000, and then it was 2, and then it was, you know what I'm saying? And it just keep climbing and climbing. Is Amazon stock overvalued? Yeah, according to the fundamentals of how you're supposed to value a stock, but all of them be technically overvalued. So the question is this. I'm just talking. The question is this, Jay. Who's stopping Amazon? Why, like, who's going to come and body them and stop them from growth so that they 3,100 price don't rise to 4 or 5 in the next 5 years, 10 years? Like, that's the question I ask myself when it comes to those stocks that don't go off of the ABCs that Buffett teaches. You know what I'm saying? Is like, who coming to knock them off?
I don't ask myself that. I ask myself, how much room for growth is there? Because
it's good.
If you haven't read no articles about them trying to expand into this and it doesn't make sense to you that they can be capable of doing it, then they might be at the top of their maturation chart. Like, the stock might be about as high as it's gonna do unless an event happens, unless some new technology come out that they can use to their advantage.
Yeah.
So I ask myself, where's the growth?
That's good.
Which is
good.
Why I pick Walmart over Amazon as mm-hmm. far as growth. Because mm-hmm. Walmart still got a long way to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
And that's a revelation within itself, because mm-hmm. I always thought about, after you said that, about when you pair Amazon, if you think about Walmart's online experience being like Amazon mm-hmm. online experience, what would that do for Walmart's value in stock? And it'll be crazy.
Mm-hmm. See, Walmart's still in the hundreds right now.
Right.
It's only $100+ right now.
Right.
Compared to 3,000.
Right.
You don't think Walmart at least could get to 500?
Bro, I definitely.
You see what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying.
But I also think that Amazon could get to 5,000.
True.
I also think if they announce drone package delivery starting now in the in Seattle, you know what I'm saying?
But here's the thing though. Walmart and Amazon, y'all should be paying us for this. Walmart and Amazon both have intellectual property to where they filed for patents for drone delivery. Both companies.
Who gonna get there first?
Both of them have been approved.
For it, yeah. No, I'm saying like who gonna drop it first, who gonna release it first is the...
I don't even care who get it first because it's gonna make both of them more profitable.
Go hard. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. You know what I'm saying? So it's like...
And I got shares in both, so I don't care.
Yeah, exactly. I'm both sides. Yeah. And that's what I'm saying, like...
But it's in the details. See, if I hadn't been reading them articles, I wouldn't have known that both Amazon and Walmart got patents for air delivery.
Right. You know... For me, when I read, reading about Bezos and reading about how from the very beginning, Amazon's goal, you know, once they went from just selling books, their goal was to be the global leader of e-commerce. You know what I'm saying? That was their goal. So they weren't worried about profit. You know what I'm saying? They was worried about the global expansion. So that vision, you know what I mean? And then also whenever a company... starts when you look at the details of how it's created, whenever they start to become the company is synonymous with the act, right, or the product, like a Q-tip, right? Like a Q-tip is a brand name, but we call it a Q-tip. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It might be
like Coke,
a Q-tip.
Some people call Coke. Sodas Cokes,
right? You know what I'm saying? Jell-O. You know what I'm saying? That gelatin, people just call it Jell-O. You know what I mean? Whenever you start getting into that realm. Say, man, you bodying.
You made it, man.
So I've heard people often reference, buying something online to getting it from Amazon. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, if my mama said all the time, she'll say, can you get it from Amazon? You know what I mean? But sometimes she'll just mean like, can you get it online? But just automatically in her head, it takes her to Amazon.
Market penetration.
Market penetration, bro. Look, when I see my daughter, Journey, she say she be thanking stuff now. Like if something happens, she'll thank an inanimate object. You know what I mean? Like she'll get water and be like, thank you, sink. You know what I'm saying? Like little cute stuff like that. But she came home from school, it was a package on the doorstep. Already delivered, sitting on the doorstep. And she walked up and she picked the package up and she said, thank you, truck. But it was no truck around. She just knows the Amazon trucks be dropping off the packages. You know what I'm saying? Not thank you, mailman.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? She's like, thank you, truck. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I just like, we on a crazy tangent, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it go.
Seeing that, man, just like watching stuff, become a watcher. Some of y'all is people watchers. And public, y'all pocket watchers, most definitely.
Don't watch.
Be an asset watcher.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Watch the asset classes.
Watch the real estate asset class.
Watch the stock market. Watch cryptocurrency. Mm-hmm. Watch what's going on in business. Right. Mm-hmm. Watch the asset classes. Watch commodities.
Mm-hmm.
And stop pocket watching.
And they'll tell you exactly what's up, what's happening, and all that.
Film study is all in the details, man.
That's dope, man. You got anything else? I'm good.
Make sure you check out details. Kobe's.
Oh, yeah, tell them about that. Tell them about the gun line, boss.
Man, Kobe is a dissector. Make sure you check out his show, Detail. It's on ESPN Plus.
Dope.
All right, or you can look at clips on YouTube as well.
Dope. That's what's up, man. Next time, what we got up next time? I don't train only my body. I trained my mind too. We're going to get into that because I know that for a fact is the whole truth and nothing but the truth. You know what I'm saying? Next episode of Literacy Kings, man. If you're still rocking, we appreciate it greatly. Make sure you check out literacykings.com and also become a patron so you can get new exclusive content, early access to all the shows, And you'll be plugged in with discount codes and live Zooms and courses. And, I mean, it's just
everything.
Bunch of stuff in there, bro.
Get you, you know a pack.
Mean? Yeah. Straight like that. You know what I mean? Till the next time, we appreciate y'all boys greatly, man. Love.
Fundamental.